Hello and welcome to the New Homeowner Podcast. If you're listening to my voice, there's a good chance you just purchased a new home. And maybe you're wondering, now what? Or maybe you're crazy excited about building a new house, perhaps a bit nervous about the financing or what your mortgage payment will be. Or maybe you're still in a bit of shock, like, oh my gosh, wow, did we just buy a house? I know that's how I felt when I bought my first house. This is the first episode of this podcast, so to be totally honest with you, I'm a little bit in shock myself, but also super excited to be trying something new and hopefully creating something that's helpful for you. Now, near the end of the show today, we're going to share a new homeowner tip. It's something you should do the very same day you sign your contract or as soon as possible after signing. So we'll get to that at the end of the show. My name's Jason, and with me today are my co-hosts, Amy and Kelsey, and we're here to make sure you have a great home building experience. And that really starts with knowing what the heck is going on. Because for a lot of you, almost all of you probably, this is your first home, especially your first new home build. And so you just don't know the process, and we do, and we're gonna share everything we know about that. We'll also answer as many, if not all, the questions. We'll have a website where you guys can go submit those. We'll cover that later. And each week we'll be featuring a special guest, an expert in the area of the topic that we're talking about. So mortgages, design selection, construction, and the settlement of your home. We'll have somebody come in that really knows the ins and outs of those. Amy, Kelsey, episode one, here we go.
We're excited.
Are we ready?
Let's do this.
All right. You know what? Before we dive into sort of some bios about us, because that's how all the podcasts start, I just want to say to the listeners, congratulations. I mean, it is a huge decision to buy a new house and to say, all of this money we've been saving, all this work we've been doing, we're going to commit to it. We're going to sign a contract. We're going to build a brand new house. And for some of you, this is your first house. For some of you, if this is the first house for your family in generations, maybe. I know when my parents were buying their house, it was a really, really big deal and a big commitment. So we think it's a great decision. Obviously, we're in the home building industry, but if you look at communities where it's primarily owners, they tend to be better kept. They make great neighbors. And there's certainly an investment aspect of owning a home. Prices go up over time in general. There are sure there's a few years here and there where they may dip, but overall, it's a great way to build wealth for your family. So congratulations. We're going to hopefully put your mind at ease. I know there's a little bit of shell shock in this first 3 days, 3 weeks maybe, but we're going to cover all that. Now, I've been in the home building industry for over 20 years. I've been in marketing and IT roles. I have three kids, two of which are teenagers, one of which just learned to drive. So pray for me. a dog and two cats and a wonderful wife. So I'm excited to be here with you guys today and hopefully every week as we talk about building a new house. Aim.
Hi, everybody. I'm Amy. I've been in the home building industry just under 20 years. I've sold homes. I've taught people how to sell homes, and I've been in marketing the past 8 years. I'm also married. I have twin five-year-old boys and, believe it or not, also three dogs.
Three? That's right. You've added two recently.
Yes. We have an eight-year-old dog and two puppies. So I'm sure I'll have a lot to say about that.
So you haven't really been sleeping in much, I take it.
Not for at least 5 years. You can do the math on that.
And we have Kelsey, our producer and also co-host. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey. I'm the newbie. I've been in the industry just 5 years now as a part of the marketing team. I'm actually a newlywed, so 2 months into marriage. Life is good. We have two dogs, and they keep us on our toes. So again, you'll probably hear me talk about them a lot, too. We do have a cat, too. Sometimes we forget that.
I didn't even know that.
I figured you didn't.
What's the name of your cat?
Piper.
Piper.
She does exist, yeah. But the dogs terrify her, so she's not around much.
Does anyone else feel bad when their pet is named like after a kid that's in their neighborhood or like, heaven forbid, your sister's kid or something like that?
Well, you know, I feel like that's one of those new names that just became popular recently.
Very
and I'm
popular.
Like, Piper's been around for like 6 years. So you guys actually took my cat's name, even though no one knew she existed.
I actually recently met a dog named Amy.
That's
a little awkward how to react when I heard that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can honestly say I've never met a dog named Kelsey. Let me know if anyone has, please. But yeah, we actually just bought our first home together 2 years ago, almost to the date. And I wanted to share a little bit of a story around that I thought some of you tuning in could probably relate to. So we bought our first home together. We were just dating at the time and we got our offer accepted. So now, of course, this was a resale home, not a new home, but regardless, we thought, ooh, what a reason to celebrate. So we go to the local brewery, we have one beer, and you know, at that point it's excitement and happiness and we're cheersing. And then the second beer came, we're like halfway through, and that's when my husband now starts questioning me, like the doubts are coming up, like, what did we just do? Like, we only looked at two homes, like, we don't even know this location. I mean, you know, can we even afford this monthly payment? Which we knew we could, but you know, it's just a little bit of shock. So anyways, we woke up the next morning and got the reassurance we needed and all was good from there. But I think that all of us have that initial kind of experience when we make, you know, a life-changing decision like that. So,
well, that's a good story and a great segue. And Amy and I will cover some of our stories in future episodes. But I want to introduce Valley. Hello, Valley.
Hi.
Valley is a sales representative for us, which us is Ryan Holmes. And we'll get into the whole who we work for and what's our motivation behind this. But for now, Valley works for Ryan Holmes and she's a sales rep from Frederick County, Maryland. She's also been in the mortgage industry. That's cool. That's good to have both of those skill sets and started selling around 5 years ago.
Yep.
Tell us a little about yourself.
So I am Valley. Again, as Jason said, been in the home industry for a little over 5 years now. And prior to that, in the mortgage business, I have twin boys that will be almost 22 years old. One just got accepted to the police department. Other one is finishing his college days out. But I love what I do. I chose this profession because I could help people. I was always in sales and new home sales just kind of came to me and was something that I always wanted to do. I love helping people. I love, you know, getting them over that initial hump and seeing them through to the end. I have a customer settling today and I called them yesterday to congratulate and, you know, settlements today at 12. And they said, Valley, like, we're in tears. Just, you know, the first day that we came to you till today, you've always been there. And I said, oh, and I'm going to be there for many years to come.
You're not getting
so
rid of me.
Don't get rid of me. So this is super exciting for me. So excited that I have the opportunity to be here and talk you guys through this.
So you saw Kelsey and her husband.
I did.
After contract, but not after the two or three beers.
No,
but I'm sure you get customers at that point.
I actually have a customer and they have children together prior to getting married. And they came to me, purchased a home, and I called them a couple hours after they had left. And I said, are you guys celebrating? And they said, we're actually sitting here saying, like, oh my gosh, this is the biggest decision of our lives. And I go, hold on, you guys have two kids together. Wasn't that the biggest decision? And they were like,
That's a pretty big one.
And I was like, okay. And they had the same experience. They were sitting at a bar and they were like, we're on our second bottle of wine. What did we do, Valley? What did you do to us?
So maybe don't drink.
Yeah,
don't celebrate with alcohol. Right.
So I get it. That story is very familiar.
Yeah. One of the questions people have asked you from our notes here is just that after they sign the contract, mm-hmm. is the house theirs immediately? What does this contract mean for us? Can you walk us through some of that?
Sure. You know, initially, a lot of people come in and they have no idea that they're going to purchase a house that day. And that's probably the most exciting part is that when people come to me, they come sometimes just, you know, out looking because obviously there is some type of current dissatisfaction in their lives. You know, there's some type of motivation that's getting them out the door, but they're not necessarily ready to sign and write a contract that day. But once we uncover and talk through everything, it becomes more evident that, you know, really this is the best decision for them. So once they decide to make a buying decision, after that, there's a lot, it's a roller coaster. There's a lot going on. There are a lot of next steps. So you'll sign the contract. Most of the time, it's going to be in person. We'll go over the contract. Within 7 days, they'll make loan application with our lender at NVR. And then there's, you know, several other steps afterwards that, you know, once we
You're sort of the first person that they're probably going to talk to.
Correct.
And as you were mentioning earlier, it's not like, at least with our process, you don't just walk away and say, okay, great, got the contracts. No. See you later. Good luck. A huge part of your job, probably more even than selling, is the customer relationship after
the
contract, all the way through to settlement, which is when you actually get the keys to your house. And I think that's really the moment where the tears start coming is, the contract is great. I don't know many people that cry at the contract.
Usually not.
Not too many. But man, when the keys are handed to you and you step through the door,
it's
emotional.
You know, yesterday I had homeowners come get keys for me, which usually doesn't happen. Normally they're at settlement. And it just was kind of an extra reminder. They came and got keys from me because they went outside for their loan. And so I had the keys to their home and they came and they got the keys. And as I handed it to them, I could see in their eyes the tears, and they had a mask on, obviously. And I was like, oh my gosh. And here I am, like, tearing up. And I'm like, congratulations. And I was like, is this like the best moment of your life? And they're like, Valley, you have no idea. And then I see them outside through the camera and they're taking a picture in front of the Ryan Holmes sign. Oh. So I take a picture of that and I send it to somebody, you know, and I'm like, look at these people. These are the cutest things. So for us, we're not just a sales rep. We are so much more. And I have people that 4 and 5 years later will send me invites to housewarming parties or, you know, photos of improvements they've done. And it means the world to me.
Yeah.
So yes, these people are with me forever.
And that's very different than when you buy a resale home. I've only purchased used homes through a realtor, and I feel very alone in that process. I don't always know what's going to come next. I've never met my lender when it comes time to make loan application, and I'm kind of always wondering what's going to happen. So I think that's a good sense of comfort for our customers, is having someone like you as their really consultant through the entire process.
Yeah. And who else is on the community team? I know you guys have loan officers, as Amy's mentioning, but can you walk us through kind of who they're going to meet and talk with?
They'll have the mortgage. They'll have NVR Settlement Services, our project manager, our warranty department. There's a whole team that I introduced very early on so that they know we are all here as one to make this process as easy, as, you know, free-flowing and as stress-free as possible.
Yeah. Is there a mortgage group in Oklahoma, or are they literally like walking in your model?
They're,
you know,
these guys. They're walking in our model. And that's what I tell people, especially I know a lot of buyers have this sense of, oh my gosh, warranty. When you are done building the home, now I have this warranty department. I'm like, your warranty guy is my warranty person. Same guy sitting in the model next door. He comes in, checks to make sure there's no issues with my model. If there are, he resolves them. He's familiar. He's right here. Mm-hmm. So we're not just handing you off to, you know, some division or department in another state or country that, you know, you don't have a relationship with. That, you know, I talk to them weekly about my buyers and your needs and, you know, things that need to be corrected.
Yeah, I think that's a nice part about going with a larger builder. Last year we built over 20,000 homes, mm-hmm. but we have 50 divisions, and each division really is their own company. Mm-hmm. The division manager runs that business, and he's local or she's local to that community, to that market that we're in. You know, last year overall, over 863,000 new homes were built, and that's actually under building right now. There's actually a shortage of new homes. So congrats if you just signed a contract. You got one of the few that seemingly getting harder and harder to get, because it's difficult to get land. It's difficult to get the development. Even some of the materials right now are short. But
good luck finding lumber.
lumber getting very expensive. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Valley about the steps of the building process. After you sign the contract and you get that mortgage going, we're going to talk about what's going to happen in total. And we'll be right back.
Hey, homeowners, it's Kelsey with the New Homeowner Podcast. If you ask me,